We're going to hear from our friend now, David Scoggins from Maryland.
Hi, it's David from Boonesboro, Maryland. This is my fall comparison report. Things are happening early for us. Our first freeze was the night of October 18, not too long after yours. Now it's dropping below freezing most nights, and the tomatoes froze a few days ago. The fall colors peaked last week. Now our walnut and hackberry trees have lost most of their leaves, along with the sycamore and the yellow birch. The black maple and mulberry trees still have a ways to go. The lilac leaves turned red a couple weeks ago, and now they're pretty much gone. We hiked on the Appalachian Trail on Saturday and saw a lot of red and chestnut oaks. The trees on the mountain are different kinds than the ones in our yard, and a lot of them are still yellow. I haven't been seeing many birds. One day last week, I looked out and saw yellow-rumped warblers everywhere, but I haven't seen any since. One of our chickens hatched six chicks on October 11. She had been sitting on eggs, but we hadn't expected anything to happen, especially in the fall. A red fox is living somewhere around here. So far, he hasn't done anything bad, but the neighbors caught him looking at the chickens. I saw a raccoon running off the driveway one day, and skunks have been digging small holes all over the yard. The squirrels have been busy burying nuts. Well, that's all for this report. A cold, snowy winter has been predicted, which is great for us, but scary for the other people. Have a good week. Goodbye.
Thanks, David. He is giving us his fall comparison report from Maryland. We sure appreciate that.